Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Good time to get in touch with me. I have about the better part of an hour with you, about 50-some minutes. And we thought we now have a kind of a serious backlog of emails. And I know when you send me an email, you expect me to respond quickly, which is not unreasonable. And we do it as best we can, but we'll always give precedence to phone calls. And in fact, one of the people who sent me an email actually called me, which is a much better way of getting through. All right? 855. Besides, I like talking with y'all. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. How about an email?
Oh, let's do an email, shall we?
Okay.
This is an email from someone who chose to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
This person says, "Dear Dr. Joy, my son is in middle school, and his teacher has told the class that the way they pronounce their town name is wrong. The teacher is actually wrong. The way that she says the town name isn't even an alternate pronunciation. And the kids are saying it correctly, even according to the dictionary. She has made a huge deal out of this, saying that her job is to teach them how to speak properly. And my first instinct was to send her an email with a link to the correct pronunciation."
Do we have the name of the town?
I can double check that.
Because there's some, for example, that are French words, like New Orleans, for example. The original would be New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah.
But that's not really how New Orleans is pronounced in the United States. So it depends. What she may be saying is it may very well be a French word that they've Americanized the pronunciation, which doesn't mean, I mean, that they're just two different pronunciations. One would be if it were in France and one if in the United States. But we don't know what the name of it is, huh?
Let's see. I believe it is... Looks like Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
How else would you pronounce Pennsylvania being pronounced? I mean, how else would you pronounce Lebanon?
Yeah, that's a good question. The email continues on. They say, another parent told me that was too confrontational, talking about sending the teacher the email, and I should just let her say it however she wants to say it. Do you agree?
Well, I think there's a middle ground. I think it depends partially on the content of the email of saying, listen, my son mentioned this, and I was just curious, so I looked it up, and I just thought I would share this with you. You might even make a special trip over to the school, which is never a bad idea, and maybe take some cookies or something, although apparently now that many schools are discouraging taking food to classrooms. But, I mean, I think you can certainly say... you know, there's a huge difference of opinion. But how else would you pronounce Lebanon? 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 I mean, there are things like, for example, in New York, I went to school in Houston, which is pronounced Houston. In New York, the same spelling is pronounced Houston. It's not one is right and one is wrong. That if you pronounce Houston, if you pronounce it Houston up here, you're going to be corrected. If you pronounce it Houston in Houston, you'll probably get stoned. I'm just trying to think, Eau Claire. Well, that one actually is pronounced the same way either place. Beaufort is not, it's pronounced, it would be pronounced in France, Beaufort, but it's pronounced Beaufort here. So, I mean, but Lebanon, I don't know how you do Lebanon differently. Somebody should call up and tell me just because I'm fascinated by it, but I don't understand exactly what it would be. But I think that if your email is not confrontational, and you may instead of sending an email, which is more impersonal, look, go over and talk with the teacher for the same way that I'd prefer that you call in with a question rather than sending an email, is that you can get much more information and you can convey the fact that you're curious about it. But I'm trying to think how you would pronounce that something differently. Maybe it's another town that's nearby that has different different pronunciations. How would you pronounce Lebanon? Lebanon?
No. I can't think of any other way.
I think it must not be Lebanon. It may be that that's the biggest town nearby or something. I'm trying to think. We could look at a... Is it New Hampshire?
Pennsylvania.
Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Well, there's Lebanon Township. That's in New Jersey. I don't know. I can't imagine. But again, there could be regional pronunciations, and there can be words that are derived, I think, in this country, most often from the French, that are pronounced differently. I'm just trying to think of some other ones that would be kind of a fun thing of send me your mispronunciations. I don't know.
Yeah.
So in answer to the question, I distracted myself. What I would do is just print out the guide and say, you know, here's I'm just curious where this came from. But it may be that she's just trying to explain to them about the fact that a lot of American city names are derived from, especially the French, and that we tend to pronounce them as the English do. Of Philae is another example, which is not the name of a town, but the name of a cut of meat. And here we pronounce it filet. In France, it would be pronounced filet. In England, it's pronounced fillet.
Ah, okay.
So I'm trying to think of some others. I could probably come up with a bunch, but the point being that if something is derived from most often French in this country, I think, that it quite often is Americanized to the point of being a mispronunciation if it were of the original French, but that people are allowed to do that, I suppose, of change the name, you know, and make it their own.
Well,
pardon?
Well, I was going to say, and I've heard like the word schedule, for example. Now,
schedule.
I've heard a lot of people from the UK and
yeah, that's pronounced schedule there.
Yeah, they say schedule. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, and again, I mean, I guess schedule is probably a French word as well. Yeah, the French and the English do not get along historically very well. And so I think part of the way the English thumb their nose is to mispronounce things. Croissant. No, croissant is probably spelled either way.
Mm-hmm.
Au bon pain. Although people pronounce it pain, and it's pain, it's French. My guess is that it's probably a French word that is being Americanized, and that's her complaint. And presumably it's not that she's saying that the town is mispronouncing it, it's just that there is another pronunciation for it and its derivation.
Mm-hmm.
But as the mom, I would sort of gone over there and chat with her about it. It's an interesting conversation about how we take and make things our own. And remember Frankenstein?
Yeah.
He said it's Frankenstein, and no, it's Frankenstein. That we change the pronunciation. We put the accent on the other syllable. All right. So on that one, again, the point being that if you're saying to somebody, I disagree with you, you want to do it in as personalized a way as possible as opposed to an impersonal way, which doesn't mean, we were talking earlier about passion, and it doesn't mean that you have to be passionate about it, because you don't want to be bullying somebody, and you don't want to run afoul of somebody, but say, gee, I was kind of curious about where that came from. And maybe that's the way to do it, rather than saying, look, here's the pronunciation. Just saying, I was kind of curious about where you came up with that notion, because, I grew up here and this is how we pronounced it. And then presumably she'll tell you, as I said, if I had to guess, it was from another language. Although there are a number of ones, that's another story. I was going to say the other is Indian names, which are sometimes, but they're usually not mispronounced. They're, because they're pronounced, and I'm trying to think of, there's, In Massachusetts, the famous ones that are Worcester is actually spelled Worcester, Worcester sauce, which is what, W-R-S-W-R, I don't know, I can't spell Worcester, but it's pronounced Worcester.
Yeah, I got another example, too, that we can...
All right, we'll come back to it. All right, A5. Welcome to the Dictionary of Mispronunciations. I'm Dr. Joy Brown with the E. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. Doug, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I think that the difference between the teacher and the locals is that the locals say Lebanon,
mm-hmm.
and the teacher may think it's Lebanon.
So
the
it
same
would be
as Oregon and Oregon.
Okay, so you're saying that the O becomes a U.
Yeah.
Boy, that's you have to be really careful about that, don't you? I mean, that's such a subtle difference.
Yeah.
But
that can rile people up.
I guess so. When it comes to the name of again, you know, because Houston here is a subway stop, and people say, I have to get off at Houston, and I'll, you know, I've lived here long enough. I say no, it's spelled Houston, it's pronounced Houston. They said no, it's Houston, and I said you're going to get lost.
But it's pronounced Houston.
Yeah.
Because it was originally Housetown, Houston, the name of the man for whom it was named, and in the 1850s, the name became misspelled in city records.
Well, that's interesting because Houston, Texas, is out after Sam Houston, who was one of the early governors.
Right. Well, the guy in New York, his name was William Housetown.
Huh. Well, that's pretty interesting.
He was the son-in-law of a man named Bayard, who owned all sorts of property going all the way up to 14th Street. And Bayard has a street named for him in what is now Chinatown.
But it's B-A-Y-A-R-D?
Correct.
Which he's lucky it didn't become B-A-I-R-D and then become B-I-R-D. So.
place in Pennsylvania, locals pronounce it Lancaster.
Yep.
Because it came originally from Lancashire in England. That's where the name came from. But most people looking at it would call it Lancaster.
Well, I lived in Pennsylvania for a while, so I knew it was Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you're right. I mean, I think what you have to a certain extent here is kind of a conflict between town and gown of, you know, people who say, no, this is the original and correct pronunciation. People say, don't tell us how to pronounce the name of our city or our town or our whatever. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yeah.
The British can get a little weird about drop syllables as well. Mm-hmm. Worcester is still my favorite.
Well, and the other thing, too, the other one, too, is, you know, here in Minnesota, there's a suburb of the Twin Cities called Woodbury, and it's spelled W-O-O-D-B-U-R-Y, but
right.
Sometimes it's very commonly referred to as Woodbury. So it's like the U is somehow turned into an E-R-R-Y or an A.
Well, but wouldn't B-U-R-Y be pronounced Bury anyway? Oh, you're saying it becomes Bury, not Bury.
Yeah, some people, you know, it's correctly pronounced Woodbury, but sometimes some people will call it Woodbury.
Man,
I suppose
that's how we tell, you know, the inside group from the outside group. And,
yeah.
And of course, my problem is I've grown up in so many different places that I mispronounce. I have really no regional accent, but I mispronounce every vowel. So, and that's where you get in trouble with a lot of these pronunciations is vowels. So, I'll say R-I-C-E, and they said, no, it's I. And I said, yeah, I. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for your erudite discussion of various customs and how we pronounce and mispronounce. But again, this one sounds to me like a classic gown versus town. You know, don't tell us how to pronounce the name of our town, smarty pants. Not you, Doug. You're not smarty pants. So it's Houston because it was Houston.
H-O-U-S-T-O-U-N, Housetown.
Okay. Oh, T-O-W-N. Okay. Got it.
Got it.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's pretty interesting that they're named after, which doesn't surprise me because I know Sam Houston was I think, that one of the first governors, if not the first governor of Texas. So there are a lot of things that are Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But here it's a completely different dude.
Wow. Yeah.
So there. And people will pronounce my name Brownie, which just sort of drives me a little nuts, but what can you do?
Sure.
Yeah. No, it's Brown, folks. It's Brown. All right. So, I tell you what we're going to talk about for a minute. And I've been kind of arguing about this for a while because we've had a bunch of different news stories about it, which is the whole deal about the measles outbreak and why people are not getting their kids vaccinated. And there's a really, this is, it's such an ongoing news story that there was something that was literally written out, it was literally written out like 16 minutes ago or something like that, which is, you know, pretty recent, about why people do not, even, you know, the president's come out and said, look, get your kids vaccinated. And the reasons why, there's six reasons apparently that people give for not deciding to have their kids vaccinated. And obviously, almost all of them center around the notion that the vaccines cause autism. And there have been numerous studies that says that they don't. And they said, well, there aren't any studies that prove that vaccines don't cause autism. But proving a negative, that's like saying, have you stopped beating your wife? I mean, it's a non-statement. There's nothing you can say to it. There are 40 studies showing no link whatsoever. And the only study that was ever done was done in England in 1998. It was published in The Lancet, which is certainly a very reputable journal, by Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And his study was retracted, and he was shown to have falsified the data, and he was actually stripped of his medical license. So the only study that ever said that there was a link has been repudiated. They said, well, there are all these kind of mother-in-law statements, anecdotes about kids developing autism after being vaccinated. Somebody actually did, which is sort of interesting, they did a study of organic food and autism, and they pointed out that that organic food sales and autism diagnosis increase at the same rate in the same time. And obviously nobody thinks organic food is causing autism, but the idea is that a correlation is not it's not causality. That because you say, the three green cars have gone by, it doesn't mean all cars are green. So, and people say, well, it's somebody's business, but that's really not true, as we've found out, because we now have, 102 cases in the month of January of kids who have now broken out with measles because either they didn't have access to the vaccine or they're too young to be vaccinated. And they're saying that there's the problem about it is that there can get, if you get the number of unvaccinated kids rises above a certain threshold, that preventable diseases get a toehold in a community. And we've done so well that the vaccinations have really been the saviors of the 20th century, of people not dying from things that they have historically died from. Saying, well, natural is better. But it turns out that antibodies are antibodies, and if you get a vaccination, then at least you don't have to go through an infectious disease. So, I mean, folks, if you're really thinking about not having your kid vaccinated, do go and do a little bit more research and make sure that it really does make some sense, because you really are putting other people at risk, and you're putting your own kid at risk. And a lot of these diseases, measles has all sorts of sequelae, not to mention high fevers, and mumps in particular is disastrous for men past puberty. So if this is something you feel strongly about, at least do some research, all right, and do some reputable research. Talk to your doctor about it. I know people don't trust the government these days, and I get that, but do the research, okay? We have some people who want to comment about it as well. We'll talk about it when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball? Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, they've been in this last week, there have been a couple of stories about measles. First of all, that there's the highest number of measles on a monthly basis that there's been since 2000, when measles in the United States were declared eradicated, because people are choosing not to get their kids vaccinated on the assumption, which seems to be erroneous, scary but erroneous, that that somehow vaccinations have to do with autism. And there's only been one study that ever suggested a correlation, and it was debunked, and the guy was actually stripped of his license, and it was in Great Britain. So, and it was like 17 years ago. So it's, but those things persist. So we'd ask people about their own feelings about it, and we got a bunch of responses. So let's look at those.
All right, we'll start with Kim. Kim says, "I am vaccinated and my kids are. I'm also taking us all in to get our titers done to make sure we are still good on the vaccination. There are too many idiots who are not vaccinated to take the chance.
Yeah, it's one of those issues. When I was out in medical school, they wanted to see when I converted because tuberculosis has also been wiped out more or less in this country, except in basically the homeless community. And since I was working at a public hospital, I was exposed to it. And I mean, it's really an issue that these diseases that were devastating have been essentially wiped out. Except all of a sudden they're not, and it is an issue. I actually was talking, I'm not sure exactly what came up, but I was talking with a woman of a certain age who said that her mother, when they first had smallpox vaccinations coming out, and did you get a smallpox vaccination? Presumably you did.
Yeah, I did as a kid, yeah.
Yeah, and it leaves a scar. I've got the scar on my arm. And her mother decided she didn't want her daughter to be scarred, so she paid extra to have one done on her leg. And when in the old days, you used to have to get a booster shot every 3 years that you would get your just to make sure that your immunity, that the titer, as our Facebooker points out, was high enough. And I would always get a class one reaction. They would, you know, call all the medical students in and everything. Look, she look at a reaction. This is what it looks like. But I mean, and this woman, it was hilarious that she didn't want her daughter scarred, or I suppose scared at all. I mean, it was they just sort of scratched her skin. Mm. But a time test is what you get for tuberculosis.
Okay. Let's go to Ruth. Ruth says, if vaccines did their job and prevented people from getting various sicknesses, why would vaccinated people need to be worried about those who don't choose to vaccinate?
Well, and the answer to that is that if you get a critical mass, that you expose everybody, number one. Number two, because the virulence of the disease goes up, and there are people who, for various reasons, can't be vaccinated. Either they're too young or they don't have access or whatever. So it becomes sort of worrying about the greater good is the answer.
See, Carol Ann actually responded to Ruth, and she says, Ruth, they do work. Sometimes the virus can mutate, and you may need a booster to keep your immunity at peak. In the meantime, all children that can be should be vaccinated. We eradicated smallpox, and we're well on our way to eradicating polio worldwide. Let's get with the program.
Well, but again, the answer is that you can't inoculate kids till a certain age and people who have immune compromised systems. So there are all sorts of answers about why, even though your kid may be vaccinated, that an unvaccinated kid can present a problem to, as I said, you get to a certain level where enough people are not vaccinated and you run risk not only of those diseases, but other diseases as well.
Let's go to Kiana. She says, yes, I have all my vaccinations, and so do my kids. I find it very upsetting that so many don't these days.
Yeah, I mean, it really is an issue. It's a public health issue.
And then one more. Amy says, I've also wondered about Ruth's question. I've gotten all suggested vaccinations, and I would get more if needed.
Yeah, I mean, it's really one of those things. I think it's part of kind of a general distrust of government, which I absolutely understand. I mean, you know, I hear that. I think that our government has really let us down. That I think most of us don't have the feeling that our elected officials at any level really care about us. That they care about being reelected. They care about lining their pockets. They care about what they're going to do after their election. They care about power. And I share that sense of distrust of the government, but not to that extent. And this seems to me to be a kind of anti-science notion that says you can't trust anybody. And I think at some point you have to look at the data. You have to look at what's really going on and I think we need to hold our politicians responsible. I think we need to ask questions of our scientists. It's one of the reasons why for a long time I would do debunking stories where there would be an asinine headline that says something. And then I would say, and then when you read the article has nothing to do with it. And I would, and my crew used to think it was hilarious. I would literally rip up papers on the air because it was bad science. And bad science is not science, right? It doesn't go along with the scientific method. And the only guy that the only study that's ever been done that suggested that there was a correlation, causality, not correlation, but causality between vaccinations and autism was debunked. And it's a 17-year-old study, and it was debunked. He admitted he falsified the data, and he was stripped of his license. And yet somehow that persists, and I think it's a combination of distrusting government and also distrusting science. And what you need to do is look at the data. You know, and it's available. One of the nice things about computers is that you don't even have to necessarily go to the library anymore. But just be careful. There's a difference between data and opinion. Right? And so look and see who's saying it, who paid for it, and quite often you can read the original manuscript. It's certainly one of the reasons as a high school student to take statistics courses, because it's probably the single most valuable way of sorting through what's real and what's not. If you're talking about two studies, you're really not talking about any, unless they're very large studies, of any numbers that can be used statistically to prove correlation or causality or anything else. So learn to be an informed consumer. It's part of living in a democracy. And certainly everybody's entitled to their opinion. But you have to make sure that your opinion is well informed, that you're not just sort of mouthing off about something because it's something you believe. Now, it's okay to say, look, I believe this. But understand that that's different than having some actual backup to your beliefs. And all of us are allowed to have faith. We're all allowed to believe in things that we can't see. But if you're going to do something that's going to affect not only you, but your kids and society at large, you probably want to make sure that what you're doing makes some sense, right? Has some validity to it. Not a 17-year-old study that happened in another country which was debunked and the guy was stripped of his license for cheating. And we're not talking about Bill Belichick at this moment. Oh, no, I can't believe it.
Oh, you just had to take a shot.
That was rotten, wasn't it? Have you gotten your check yet?
I have not gotten my check
yet, but it's in the mail.
I am chomping at the bit. I can't wait to get it.
Yeah, to spend that entire $5 on one.
Here's what I'm going
to
do.
Probably your new car.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, when I get that check,
yeah,
I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to email
it.
I'm going to email the picture back to you so you can just get one more. Nice.
No, that would be really mean. That's saying that's really going nanner nanner Brown. Maybe you get it large and carry it around for a couple of years. I know you. Yeah.
I put it in a big frame in my room.
He's so mean. All right. So there was actually an article about why people hate Bill Belichick, other than the obvious, and they said that he's just not warm and fuzzy. And even though he's the most winning coach ever in terms of football, that he's had an extraordinary record. And they said that now Massachusetts, and they said this guy, who I don't think he was a columnist in Massachusetts, but may have been. And he said that Massachusetts is now getting to the point where they sort of embrace the fact that everybody dislikes him. They don't defend him anymore. That they say, you know, it's part of the fun that we all hate him. And that they said, this columnist was saying, I think it's next week that the NFL is going to announce their findings about the uninflated footballs.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they'll give him a slap on the wrist and a non-severe penalty.
Yeah, that's probably fine. That's about what I thought it might be.
I don't know what a non-severe penalty is, but if you've just won
probably a
Super Bowl.
Probably
I think a fine, too, but the question is how much.
Yeah. But, you know, it'll be interesting. You know, the running joke on Bill Belichick has always been that he doesn't smile. So, you know, I think on ESPN all Super Bowl week they were talking about, well, you know, we'll see if maybe he might crack a smile if the Patriots somehow win, and I think he might have, but
I think there was that you heard cracking in the background. There was his face cracking. There we go. But maybe not. Maybe it was the football that was overinflated. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. But I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain, in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, this has been kind of a wide-ranging program today. We went from showering with a friend to the difference between Houston and Houston, to vaccines, to what to do with ties from a beloved deceased male. I loved that call.
That
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
In case you missed it, we had I think it was Linda who called, whose husband had died, and he was by her description, he had at least 75 ties, and so after a year after his death, when they had the unveiling, She brought all, everybody came back to the house, and she had a shopping bag full of his ties and put them all on the floor, and everybody got to pick at least seven. And then she took each of the collections to a quilt maker and had a pillow made for each of them, so including herself. So it's both colorful and sentimental, and so she now has a pillow that she can look at every night when she watches television. I thought that was a great way of doing things.
Very, very cool. Yeah.
So all the men who are listening should go and buy some good-looking ties. And Linda's going to send us a picture. We'll put it up on the website.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a couple of Facebook posts because we were talking about towns and other
pronunciations. Well, yeah, this came from an email of apparently somebody in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, pronounces it Lebanon as opposed to Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, having lived there, I'm sure it's pronounced Lebanon, and they pronounce it Lebanon, which is, I mean, those are pretty subtle differences. But nevertheless, and the question was really, how do I deal with a teacher about it? In an email, I'm saying, how about not an email? How about face-to-face? But because you don't want to be viewed as hostile, and this seems to me, again, one of those town and gown ones that, you know, that the difference between intellectualism and anti-intellectualism. But people feel very strongly about their place and their ability to, I mean, it's almost like a nickname, right? That it says this is our place and this is how we identify that we're really from here. And the joke in New York is people calling one of the subway stops in one of the areas of the city Houston, and it's pronounced Houston. And Deb called up to say they're not named after the same person, that there were two different guys. Sam Houston was one of the early governors of Texas, hence Houston. And Houston was House Town. And it was a different man.
Hmm.
So there you go.
We got a post from Tracy, and this is one that I hadn't thought about. She says, an example of a mispronunciation, Kansas versus Arkansas. Because sometimes, you know...
Arkansas. Yeah, good point.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. I remember being a kid... And, you know, when we were learning about the different states in the U.S., and, you know, they taught us Kansas and everything, and then we'd see Arkansas, but the first thing that came to my mind was...
Arkansas.
Was Arkansas, and my teacher was like, nope, it's pronounced Arkansas.
Well, and this is one of the traumas from my junior high school of the Treaty of Versailles, and I pronounced it Versailles, because I'd only seen it, I'd only seen it written, I'd never heard it pronounced. And Mr. Mason laid me out in lavender and said, people died there. It's Versailles. Oh, speaking of which, the caller, I think it was also Linda, who was talking about Elizabeth Beardsley. And it was Cynthia Bardsley, was okay. My sister's imaginary friend.
Cool.
I knew it would come to me, Cynthia Bardsley.
We got another post from Mary about mispronunciations. He says, my coworker and I are listening to the program about mispronunciations. And our town is often mispronounced. We live in Armada, Michigan, but it's spelt like Armada, like the fleet of ships.
Wow.
We work.
That's going to confuse people.
Yeah, yeah. She goes on to say, we work at the Armada Fair office, and when someone calls about the Armada Fair, we know that they have
an out-of-towner.
Yeah.
And they're wearing plaid. Yeah.
She says, Michigan also has a saline, not saline, but it's spelled S-A-L-I-N-E.
Yeah, you know, as opposed to Salina, Kansas, which everybody knows, which I think Salina is S-E-L-I-N-A.
Yeah, and she also says a Milan, but it's spelled like Milan, like in Italy, but it's pronounced Milan.
Yeah, that's gonna make people unhappy.
Yeah, and a Charlotte, but it's spelled like Charlotte.
Charlotte? That's just being obtuse, I think. That one's just mean.
Yeah, and she ends it with, what's up with the Michiganders? So
there you go. Yeah. Well, there's also Jacksonville, which is pronounced Jacksonville, and as opposed to Jacksonville, because of all. I'm trying to think. There are a couple of other ones like that.
Well, there's Louisville and Louisville. Yeah. You hear a lot of people say Louisville, and you hear a lot of people say Louisville.
It's Louisville.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in theory, it should be, I mean, because it's named after King Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually should, I suppose, be Louis V.
Yeah.
It's the French that got us.
Yeah.
It really is. And Versailles, I mean, you know, I'm never going to get over that one. That was one of the huge traumas. I was about 11 years old, and I said, Versailles? No, it's Versailles.
It was interesting when I was in college. Now there's a suburb of the Twin Cities called. There's a lot of Twin Cities suburbs. If you live in Minnesota, you know all the names of them and you know how to pronounce them. But if you're an out of towner, you're going to be quite confused.
At a disadvantage, yeah.
Yeah, there's a suburb called Shakopee, and it's spelled Shakopee. And I remember being in college, and one of my classmates, he was from Wisconsin. He's from across the river in Wisconsin, and it was radio school, so we were being taught, you know, how to read, you know, copy, news copy, and that sort of thing. And he was reading one in class, and he pronounced it Shakopee.
Yeah.
And the rest of us in the class, who are all, you know, most of us are Minnesotans.
Giggling.
So we're just kind of giggling and kind of snickering, and he kind of looked up like, what? And the teacher was like, it's Shakopee.
Well, and I had this thing that I'm appearing at next week, and it's in the, I think it's the Chicconi Ballroom. And I didn't know if it's pronounced Chicone. I mean, you know, and I said,
yeah.
I don't want to mispronounce it because Manny will laugh at me. But, you know, send me a pronunciation key. Because right. There are a lot of things that are not obvious, especially final vowels. And, yeah. All right. Listen, before we run out of time, I just wanted to tell you about a small movie that's coming out this weekend that you may want to look for that's really very good, especially if you like ballet. And even if you don't, it's called Ballet 422, and it follows a 25-year-old guy who's a ballet dancer in the Corps at New York City Ballet, which has 90 dancers. And it's really fascinating because he's part of the Corps, which, I mean, he ain't going any place at 25. But he becomes a choreography, wins a contest, and he shows how he choreographs at 25 some principal dancers from the beginning to making up the steps to the costumes to the lighting today. It's fascinating. So if you have any interest in this kind of thing, it also makes you understand how lucky you are to be doing things that you like to do. Because then he has to go back to being in the Corps. Ballet 422. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.